Not only is he invested in Tesla, talking bad about Tesla, but Tim Walz just tripped over, shoved his foot so far in his mouth that he's cost people $200 million in his state. If you fucking reelect this man, you are rooting for the downfall of your state. You know, we could just talk about my Houston thing, my ING cartel involvement. Hey everyone, welcome back to During Business Hours. My wife has recommended that I don't tell you if we're going to jail in this intro. So I'll let you know that it's pretty juicy and we've may, and I will say allegedly, have funneled thousands of dollars to a business in Houston. And that money has gone to the Jalisco New Generation Cartel in Mexico. Whoops. Like, comment, and subscribe. Stay tuned. Tim Walz is back in the news.
Good grief.
He is making comedy specials.
Oh my, he's a joke.
Doing stand-up, almost like Dave Chappelle.
Hardly, I doubt that.
Well, he thinks he is. He just found out that there are stocks on an iPhone. Good for you, Grandpa.
He just figured that out?
Just figured it out. And then he bookmarked or favorited Tesla because it's down to 225 and falling. We call that a buyable market.
Are we saying $2.25 or $2.25?
No, $225. It was at $4.60, you know, in December.
Okay.
It's down over 50%. And then we call that a buying market, but he's making a joke like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy. Turns out that as governor of Minnesota, he has over $400 million in Tesla stock options for retirees and
I'm sure if we looked at a lot of the politicians, they're probably doing the same thing, love or hate him.
He currently is the head of the financial decisions of the executive retirement.
For Tesla?
For Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
So he made the decision to put in $400 million to Tesla. And he's claiming that it's fantastic. They're down 60%.
Now, hold on.
If you fucking reelect this man, you are rooting for the downfall of your state. This is ignorance at pure best.
Pause, because governors don't make a whole lot of money. Necessarily.
What's the point there?
Is he putting taxpayer money into
this?
Or his?
These are the stock, the funds that they trade. Gosh. They are trading to get a return for their retirees, for their people in Minnesota. Otherwise, they don't make a profit.
Felonious.
So he's calling for everyone, you know, dump the stock. Don't pump the stock. I say pump the stock because then I make a little money, but I'm a little honest with you. This is crazy because he's calling for people to lose 50, 60% of their retirement. And if it goes bust, but you fucked every single constituent out of their retirement, I hope Walz feels good about what he said, similar to his buffoonment with J.D. Vance.
Yeah, I feel like that's a felony whether he comes out on top or not.
A felony? What do you mean? It's his job to do it. He's not only the governor. He is the elected financial, the head of the financial division for the state of Minnesota.
I guess I don't know politics enough because I feel like you shouldn't be playing with the money in that regard.
Not only is he invested in Tesla, talking bad about Tesla, but Tim Walz just tripped over, shoved his foot so far in his mouth that he's cost people $200 million in his state. It's crazy. I thought that was so funny that they have over $400 million invested and it was all under him. Not like, oh, the previous governor, under him.
That's reckless.
All because he's a bitter little bitch. Like, it's only $200 and some million that I'll never have, but, you know, fuck him.
That's reckless.
Got stocks on my iPhone now. My grandchildren taught me how to play. Huh.
I doubt it. All of his grandchildren voted for Trump according to that last picture.
Oh, yeah. Look, I've got stocks on my iPhone. I'm Sigma.
Watch, he didn't even actually select the correct Tesla. He put it on some rug pull. Yeah.
So I found out recently that a business associate of mine that goes by the business name Cellularware has been arrested and indicted along with nearly 50 others.
Dang, for what?
So it's a 3-minute video. I'm going to play it and then we'll go from there.
We are getting some new details tonight after the feds bust dozens of people in the Houston area in a drug and money laundering scheme, all tied to one of the most dangerous drug cartels. Thank you for joining us tonight at 10 o'clock. I'm Daniela Guzman.
And I'm Keith Garvin. Federal prosecutors say the criminal network used cell phone stores in Houston to get drug money back to Mexico. KPRC2's Bryce Newberry is live in the newsroom tonight to explain how all this went down. Bryce?
Yeah, Keith, Danny, nearly 30 people have been arrested, a majority of them from the Houston area, all with alleged ties to the Jalisco New Generation drug cartel. This nearly two-year investigation, dubbed Operation Notch, involved undercover operations with the DEA and IRS, but it is a little complex, so let me try to explain here. The cartel, also known as CJNG, would send drugs to the U.S. and sell them. That money would then be taken to two Houston-area cell phone stores, including an undercover shop set up by federal agents. And then, according to prosecutors, the money paid for phones that got shipped to seven other cell phone stores in Mexico, where they'd be sold at higher prices in pesos, and then the proceeds would go back to the cartel. The main reason for all of this, of course, to avoid detection by law enforcement by not shipping large amounts of money.
According to Lowry and other law enforcement officials, the scheme worked as follows. Drugs smuggled to the United States by Jalisco New Generation Cartel, J Inc., were sold, and the proceeds were used to buy cell phones at various stores, including two Houston area Cellularware and one not named. The phones were then shipped to Mexico, and they were sold at inflated prices with profits funneled back to the cartel. When you buy in bulk from Mr. Nabil or Iqbal Nabil, you could buy 10 or 20 at a time and get 10% off, or, you know, provide your own label. There's deals and wiggle room. There's profits.
Typical among your business.
Yeah. And I've bought things. Like, I bought an $1,800 headset for nearly $1,100 because I was like, you know, I'm buying this plus some things. You save money when you buy in bulk from wholesalers. And he was a good wholesaler. He was good to his customers. Always on time, never fucked around. Payments were up front, always direct. I will say he ran a efficient business. I know him personally. We've met in person. I've done a lot of money with him, a lot of money, whether through one store or another. And it says the phones were shipped to Mexico, yada, yada. The owners of the two Houston stores, Nabil Iqbal and Assad Wali Kassira, have each been charged with one count of conspiracy to launder money, instruments and laundering of monetary instruments. Each charge carries up to 20 years in prison, a total of 60 years consecutive. So, what the fuck? Why was your boy not notified before the news?
He probably didn't see it come until they were slapping cuffs on him.
Yeah, so they went out and they looked at the place and got statements from people surrounding. It's pretty bad. The optics are bad. So then I go to the group and I'm like, let me put in Nabil Iqbal's name.
I need to look at the group because they've been quiet on my feed.
There's a post by a little cocksucker in the group. I don't know his name. For $175 phone that he bought from Nabil Iqbal. I have personally bought very, very expensive units from Nabil and very inexpensive units. 6 or 7 years of doing business with this man. Have I? Probably 6, maybe 5. Long time. Maybe 5 years of doing business with this person. Not have I once had him not ship me something or at least ship something within 48 hours because he's a busy business owner. He's obviously got the ink and all his normal customers, walk-in customers. Everybody's on this guy's ass to get things done because with the business owner, the buck stops with you.
Right.
On this one drama post, which made me find out about the Houston and the cartel stuff after the fact was true, turns out guy bought a couple of phones for $175. Iqbal sent him the wrong phones. It was like, hey, when you ship those back to me, I'll give you a refund for the other phones. I shipped you the wrong phones, vice versa. It's going to take too long to get to you. Sorry, man. Guy goes off. I'm going to blast you. You're going to be out of business. All this stuff over $175. Little bitch.
Little bitch. I understand that's a crappy situation, but that's going to happen from time to time.
You're dealing with somebody who's like...
And it's a small order. Like.
So then apparently he does some digging and finds out about this. Posts it to the group, his personal business, whatever's going on. Mm-hmm. In the time that the charges dropped to now, not one order, Not one scam, not one money laundering drama, nothing about Iqbal, or Nabil as we call him, has dropped in the group, except for this. And this guy's like, oh, now he's a scammer. He's going to get his head cut off dealing with, you know, cartels money.
So moral of the story being, he ran a legit business but was doing dirty on the side.
Let me put it to you like this in words and understanding. If I was Iqbal, somebody comes in and buys a large quantity of stuff from me via cash, wants me to ship it to Mexico. Says, hey, I'll pay a little extra, but I need to save some money on the front end. I'm trying to get money.
So he could very well not know.
I will say, because he's innocent to proven guilty, could very well not know. Now, if it was me, I'm from California, I've dealt with the streets. Nobody comes in to buy 200 units of something, or even 500 or 1,000 units of something, to ship to a country like Mexico without paperwork. Mm-hmm. Without, here's what this is, my business, my LLC, here's my licensing, my insurance, here's what we're going to do, I'll have a shipping company. There's a lot that goes to
moving pieces.
If there's not more moving pieces, it's not a chessboard. You have to have all the pieces in place. Mm-hmm. You're just playing with sticks and stones and hoping somebody doesn't lose an eye. Somebody's going to get hurt and there'll be consequences.
Yeah.
But in chess, there's rules. Same with business. Everyone is covered. There's a set standard how things happen. So when there's like, okay, you know, this got out of place or this happened, similar to shipping someone the wrong piece and trying to make it right, send me those back so I'm not shipping you more expensive or less expensive units and I'm taking a loss, and then I'll refund you your money.
I'm going to keep tabs on his case because that's, if there's like a legitimate, he may not have known what he would got himself into, that is a terrifying large conviction.
Or I don't know if anyone remembers, but we're currently dealing with an exorbitant amount of Chinese nationals that are living in Oklahoma with marijuana and trafficking drugs and all kinds of sex work in Oklahoma. And they get deported often and then they just get flown right back. And, you know, with the new ICE protocols, it should get a little easier, but we'll see after they handle all the, you know, domestic terrorists. Stuff like this is almost like, in what it seems to me, is a business owner trying to make a quick buck. It's tied into something. And even if he knew what the guy was doing or if he talked about it, like, cool, well, that's you doing that. I'm just a business owner selling a product.
From his perspective, he would still think his hands are clean.
Yeah, unless he was doing it intentionally. Like, okay, guy says, hey, I'm going to do this and I need you to have connections. You do the contact. You make sure this goes on.
I thought that was more or less how the cartel worked. People only knew what their place was.
That's what we assume. They didn't
know what anybody else was doing, what their job was, nothing.
That is what we assume.
But again, I've never worked for the cartel, so all my knowledge comes from movies.
Allegedly.
Whatever.
She's a bad bitch.
No, I'd be snitching. Top would look at me sideways and tell him everything.
On a side story, when I got my DUI, I never thought that I was going to be such a little bitch if I got arrested. First time I got arrested in my DUI, drunk as hell in the back of that car. I'm not the driver. I'm getting a DUI. I'm so upset. I'm like, I'll give you anybody. By the way, I was like 2 weeks clean off drugs, knew a couple of drug dealers. I'll give you my old drug dealers. I'll give you everybody. Just take me there.
Snitch.
I was snitching a heartbeat. I didn't want a DUI for something I didn't do. Right. If you would have seen the dash cam back then,
I would pay money to see that dash cam.
I don't think so. You would turn it off. Yeah. The whole nine.
Yeah, I might think of you different.
I was like two bottles, one of clear, one of dark, hard liquor in.
Ah, to be young.
Oh, yeah. To be 20, you know, because I was 20 at the time. But back to Iqbal. I have a respect for this guy because he has helped me out in some Christmas times, some birthday times, some business times. Mm-hmm. And I hope for the best. If you watch this, Nabil, I really hope that you do not, that the government does not have you spend an arm and a leg to defend yourself on something that may be blown out of proportion. Now, Mr. Little Bitch in the comments, you know, saying, oh, it doesn't matter. Just give me my money up front. I want my money right now. My money. It doesn't matter if you sending me $1 million. If it's not what I bought, I want my money right now. Just talking massive shit. Says, hey, well, he's going to go get his head cut off. Messing with, you know, cartel. How do I know I'll even get my shit?
And Iqbal, or, up the game, bud.
Yeah, Mr. Nabil comes in. He's like, listen, here's your tracking. Here's your bullshit. Shut up. I'm going to go run a business. He's still to this day running his business. Like, clean. You know what I mean? Like, damn, you got all this shit going on? I would be a little bitch about it and be like, okay, store is closed. Have a nice day. Channel 13's calling and being at my door every day.
Make money for a lawyer now.
Yeah, like, but wholesale, he still makes good money. Unless there's a ban on him selling or buying this stuff.
Very much could be.
Because what I understood about his business, it was not just him. It was a partnership with his brother or, like, family member. We talked briefly about it. And it's one of those things where I know he's not going to stop selling and making money. Like, you try and get me to stop making money. If I don't have colon cancer and bleeding out, it ain't happening.
Yeah, if I can get out of bed.
Even when I'm in bed, I'm still making calls. Except for that 4-day influenza shit. Dude, never again. That thing had me out. Like, you could call, you could shake, you could wake, bake. It ain't happening. You could have put frying oil on me and baked me. Did you think I meant drugs? We're sober in this house.
Don't give crazy eyes and say that at the same time.
We are. That's the funny part.
We are, but don't give the crazy eyes.
Well, just so you know, this is a sober household. I sometimes wish I wasn't. Children, I think people could understand that that is a real thing. Yes.
Crazy eyes just give me the creepies.
Even my 8-year-old's like, that's horrible, Dad. I know. That's why I do it.
Somebody call
I'll scare boyfriends away. I'll scare debt collectors. I'll scare everybody.
Oh, my God.
You say I owe you, Mr. Little Beach? You say I owe you money? Come and get it. You know, like, give them the crazy eyes. It's like that Kiss Me Through the Phone song, except for, look at me through the phone. Crazy eyes. I am for hire, Nabil.
If you ever want. For what? Be clear, because
I am for hire. You can have me send some crazy eyes to Mr. Little Beach. The scheme was largely dismantled by law enforcement, who set up an undercover cell phone store in Houston. Over the course of 9 months, undercover investigators collected more than $6.8 million in illicit drug proceeds, said Daniel Comeau, a special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration Houston field office. We took their money, we helped them, and now they're going to jail and they will pay for it, Comeau said. And officials declined to disclose the location of the undercover store. I would say if it's in Houston, it's going to be very near to the people that they arrested, like Nabil and others. Lowry said the coordinated law enforcement investigation, which spanned Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, and parts of Texas, not Oklahoma, resulted in a seizure of $3.2 million in cash, along with 754 kilograms of cocaine, 588 kilograms of Alprazolam, 111 kilograms of methamphetamine, 6 kilograms of heroin, and 4 kilograms of fentanyl. So this is a 9-month operation. And in that time, they got $3.2 million across 4 states. Those stores were not doing great numbers. So that's why they had to trade drugs. I've been offered drugs in our other Sacramento stores. We never took drugs. I thought about it. When I first got sober and started my store, it was one of those things. You're having a hard day. Somebody offers you a little cocaine. You're like, no, I won't do that. I need the money more. Luckily, we're sober here. Lexter Hooligan. It says, stay away from Nabil Iqbal. Really bad business. He says, paid him for some phones, and after 10 minutes, he said he will keep one to part it out. And after another 10 minutes, said he sold the other 2 phones, and it was 3 days ago, and I'm still waiting for my refund. Now he is claiming he's shipped other phones and to me by mistake, and now I have to wait for them to arrive and send them back so he can refund me. He gave me no tracking and no way to verify if it was really sent, he says. But he didn't send any screenshots of any info. So Nabil says, 3 days ago was Saturday. I'm not teleporting phones from Texas to where you were shipping them. Also, you blinked and someone paid us before the other phones, which was refunded in minutes, and you're getting mad and treating me like the team here and the team here with disrespect. Peace. Good luck. If someone paid, and so Lexter says, if someone paid you before, you should have refunded right away instead of offering phones that I didn't want. So he's assuming this Lexter guy, Mr. Needlebitch, as I refer to him, is assuming that he's the one who's selling these phones as a single person. It's a store and a system. Hey, system says I got this. Okay. Let me know when your payment goes through. I'll check and then I'll mark them as sold. Mm-hmm. Payment went through. Go back to check in 10 minutes. Oh, somebody else sold them. Very fucking common. Very common. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're a bigger store. Now, if you're a single person, you're like, where's my money? Where's my money? Oh, I'm going to buy it. Oh, I'm going to price check somebody else. Hey, what are you going to give it to me for? Why am I spending with this? Okay, I'm going to buy them right now. Payment sent. Label in 5 minutes or I'm blasting you. Need a bitch.
Sounds like he's in love with the Coco. Has he been working with the cartel? Is little bitch on the other side?
Jalisco New Generation is hiring.
How do you know that?
They're missing 10 other people. There's positions to be filled. It's such a petty argument. And everyone's like, oh, everyone's just backing up Nabil because he done business with him. Doesn't mean he can't scam. Do you remember Robert Sutton?
Yes.
The guy that I went and tried to sue in Florida and then I had to drop because we were moving. And it was like $750. I was going to sue him for $1,500. Would have been an easy thing. He took a bunch of our parts. We sent him 50 iCloud phones that we had collected over the years. And he was supposed to pay me $1,500 or it turned out to be $750 after he quoted. And then he kept it for 4 months.
Right.
And I was like, we inventoried everything. We knew every piece, part, what whole frames, what not frames, what water damage frames from iPhone 6s to iPhone 12s. And then everything was iPhone 7s when we got it back.
Yeah,
half the frames. Crazy. And I made posts and I was like, you know, this is pointless. This is why I don't use this fucking group anymore. Because I was like, hey, this guy is legitimately scamming people who are sending lots of items to him to buy, robbing Peter to pay Paul. He would trade people and OEM for this and that and send people wrong shit. And then it started getting more and more and more. And now his business doesn't really exist.
Right. He's got charges. So many people talking crap about him in the group.
But when they weren't, and I was the only one, I was crazy. I was the crazy one.
Yeah, he's said great like, business for me.
Technically, I'm an OG in this group. I've been there for many years.
Yeah, and anytime somebody tries to tell you to shut up, you got a dozen more people that are, Chris has been here.
Oh, I understand
you
that.
Shut up, guy. Chris yeah. knows what he's talking about.
And I'm not perfect. I get that. I got a big mouth sometimes. I just need a bitch. Really just set me off on this topic. But it reminded me of the Robert Sutton post where this somebody's trying to cry about a situation that they were hurt at. And like nobody will hear them except it was cry wolf. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a very tiny situation versus like, you know, I've been that guy trying to speak. But I never started calling people names or belittling all of them. Like, all right, you think that's true? Here's my facts. Thank you. Have a nice day. Because in this group, connections will make or break you. Mm-hmm. You can get all the advice in the world from a single person in your day-to-day life from a mentor, or you can go to some of these groups and make friends with everybody. I like you all. I even like Mr. Little Bitch.
It's in a microwave.
I will consider the Matthew special. If you don't know Matthew Leonard, King of the Microwaves, it's a true thing. Just put Matthew Leonard into the search bar in the top right of MobileCentrics' page, and you will understand. But I think that's going to be it for the show now. We will see you all next week. This is our weekly drama and escapades. We appreciate you watching, viewing, subscribing, and wait to see who we talk shit about next.